This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Living Color. Too bad they only had one hit song.
Look in my eyes.
What do you see? The cult of personality.
I know your anger. I know your dreams. I've been everything you want to be.
You know, well, I'm no cult personality. I got in this genuinely for the Second Amendment property rights. And now they try to create this false person I'm not, destroy me. But I got to tell you, the first time I ever saw Jonathan Till Love, like 3-4 years ago at family court hearings, I wanted to slap him across the face. Because you're in there in a court hearing and they're bringing out all this stuff they want to put in evidence. So it's all the BS. I mean, it's really intimate stuff. And there's a BuzzFeed reporter sitting in the back, and there's Jonathan Till Love from The Statesman. And the BuzzFeed guy was the scum of the earth, I thought he was. Till Love's like a liberal, but a 40-something-year political reporter, and so he would at least get facts right. And so over the next year of the custody battle, there'd be like 40, 50 other reporters, I learned he wasn't the worst. And then I ran into him a few times, and you know, he even was at that Alex Jones and Donald Trump and fake news event where they shut down downtown Congress and didn't invite me to it, but I crashed it. So, you know, we're not buddies because we're really not buddies. They thought we were buddies. We get fired. I mean, we are dating. That's a joke. It's satire. But seriously, I just go get some oysters with my wife Saturday night. And the first time I'm like, is someone in my ear saying, eat SH, you know what, T, and we're going to get you. And as he's wandering off, you know, we're waiting outside. And the man in me is like, I'm waiting outside for you. Well, I mean, either call managers, call the police, or go out and fight the guy. But I kind of just ignored it because I'm so used to it. And then he comes over and does it again. And I'm hearing, like, all of a sudden, because I'm at the bar, my back's to this, you know, F you, F you, F you, I'm going to freaking get you. And then I'm like, hey, manager, they just, like, oh, we saw it. We're going to go talk to them. So the managers go out and say something. Another one comes in and does it again, like they're ordering a drink. It's like, F you, we're going to get you, you son of a bitch. And my wife's like all relaxed, you know, drinking a beer, eating oysters. I'm like, honey, let's get out of here. But that's not the story. It's that they're all waiting at the exit. And then when I finally go, screw you. They go, oh, my God, help us, management. He's at our table, when they chose the table right outside the door. But let me tell you, you think this would be no big deal? It's like being, I used to skin dive. I was never that good. The deepest I ever went was 75 feet or so. One time I took my wife to Grand Canyon when we were first dating, and there was a wreck that was down 50 feet. And I went down and grabbed a shell and brought it to her, and she thought it was rocket science. She's like, you just swam 50 feet and picked a shell up by a wreck. I'm like, baby, there's people that can go 1,000 feet. Because once you go under it, pressure rises your blood beneath about 150 feet, so there's more oxygen. It's, people get really high, though, and that's why a lot of them die. Like, most of your top skin divers are actually addicts of it. And they, like, most of them are women, because women even have better oxygenation. Who was the top woman? She could go to, like, 1,500 feet. She died a few years ago, but I'm digressing. So my 75 feet or so is nothing. How is that part of the story, though? My brain is so weird that I'm telling a story about Lucy's Fried Chicken. I'm talking about oxygenation and skin diving. Well, that story just went out the window. The point is that, so my brain works, it just meanders. I just cannot believe that they actually got the story right, went to the Lucy's Fried Chicken, and found out they accosted me where I was sitting before I ever said anything to them. I mean, that's like a crazy realization that for the first time in like a decade, I've seen MSM tell the truth. I mean, that is like, I think Jonathan Till Love will probably be fired. Seriously, I'm not kidding. anybody I've seen tell the truth is fired. Because he went and they said, no, they accosted him. That is a crime. That is unbelievable.
The globalist, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation, it's undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, I'm a guy that's into art. I appreciate original prints. So we've got three pieces of Mirror One. I think I bought some like 7 years ago because he was against the Iraq War. And I bought some a couple other years ago. And it's libertarian, liberal, stuff I agree with. You know, Trump pulling troops out of countries. Mirror One joins us. And so the version I have is looks like different people. I think the only person that you could say was Jewish is the copy we've got. Does, I think, have Lenin in it. But then it's got a bunch of other famous British bankers. It's got the head of the KKK in it, the print I have in the green room, who was Albert Pike, who's a bad guy. And in the current one, they're saying is anti-Semitic. It has Albert Pike, who was the KKK guy. I mean, we're saying the KKK is bad. But the reason this is so important is they come out with a Business Insider report, and they say, this is anti-Semitic, Mirror One. And no, he's all these top rock bands like him, and members of Parliament promote him, and he's all about unity and everything else. You pretty much call him a liberal, not a leftist. And then they say, but Joes need to be banned for the comments. And then the comments on my Instagram, it's like a fan Instagram, but they didn't give it to us, are saying Jones is an Israeli shill because I'm not against Israel. I'm not against the Palestinians. I'm not against anybody. I'm not. Everybody knows that. Like, so now there's a huge campaign, hundreds of articles, Wired Magazine, Vice, CNN, MSNBC. Alex Jones, will he be banned for anti-Semitism? So now Mirror One's being defamed as an anti-Semite. And people have a right to say they don't like Jews, but that's not me. I mean, I'm on record as not being anti-Israel. And I'm not going to play race cards. I'm going to leave it at that. But it's outrageous. So I've sent them cease and desist public statements. Letters are going out Monday. We're locked and loaded with Robert Barnes because I'm not going to get banned off something. Quote, Jones banned for anti-Semitism. This is destroying me. I've had people cuss me out in public, pour coffee on my head, call me a Russian agent. I'm not feeling sorry for myself, but when they took bank accounts away from us, they said, because you're a Russian agent with no proof, and you're a hater. So Mirror One's been defamed. I've been defamed. And it's just next level to see the headline. Racist comments in the first article, and then it's letter Jones anti-Semitic post. I didn't do that. And it's the media invoking anti-Semitism. They're the ones, like Pepe the Frog wasn't white supremacist. Hillary said it was. Then it became that. So they're the ones that do the defamation. It's like the whole Sandy Hook lawyers keep bringing up Sandy Hook and saying, I'm talking about Sandy Hook and saying it didn't happen. They're the ones doing it. Senator Murphy. So joining us is Mirror One. He hasn't been on the show in probably 6-7 years. We're all big fans. He's been on a few of the other shows a few years ago. Mirror One.com, at Mirror One for now, I guess. But I mean, I'm a big fan of your art. I don't see anything. I see unity, pro-human in yours. But I see you putting the fist up. What do you think's going on here?
Wow, man. This is an amazing time to live through. You know, to see labels being thrown around and false accusations is so painful. It's destructive. I don't know what's going on. It seems like we're losing our minds in this world.
I agree. Well, Robert Barnes wants to send a cease and desist for you. He's here tomorrow, and he wants to file. He's got a nose for this. He wins about 87% of his cases.
Wow. Yeah, I'd love to talk to some people at this point because, you know, this happened to me a year ago with the British parliamentary elections going down with Jeremy Corbyn and all of the accusations of him being an anti-Semite. And I'm not even very familiar with him until I got brought into this. My mural that I did originally in London was about humanity. It had nothing to do with these racial issues, with divisive terminology. It was specifically about class. It was about money dominating people's lives and disenfranchising people left and right. So,
I mean, it's total class struggle stuff.
Absolutely. And I mean, you know, you've been into these conspiracies and using this conversation as a platform to communicate what you see and feel and what feels real to you. And that's part of what I do as an artist. And I've always thought that that was what we were here to do, was to express ourselves and defend ourselves in that sense and speak about the issues that are pertinent to our society right now. And, you know, to put something out that I feel was so poignant in the moment of post-2008, the financial collapse in America, to be in England and to be in the banking, you know, grand center of England, right where the East London, where I painted the mural, it was very telltale for my life at the time. It kind of marked a, you know, I got in time with it. I got in sync with what was going on in our world, and I called it out. And I feel like, you know, that's probably the biggest problem of all, is that I nailed it with that in that moment. And I think that really pissed everyone off, because here's this artist funding himself, flying out to himself, you know, just doing my own thing, expressing myself as I thought I should. And this is where I get, you know.
And what they're saying is individual expression is bad. You need to stop it. And now they're trying to use it to take me off the internet. So when I say I'm going to sue these people, they don't stop. It's defending myself. I mean, I can't be the guy banned off Instagram for anti-Semitism because the comments and your art that I have hanging on the wall, there's no
stars
of David. There's nothing there. I mean, it's just crazy that they make it about anti-Semitism. Nobody was saying this till they did.
Right. And I mean, I've specifically, I repainted it again and got even more detailed and specific on the individuals that I felt were pertinent to the story format. You know, like George Soros, Zbigniew Brzezinski, Nikki Oppenheimer, the Rothschild brothers, David Rockefeller. And, you know, these are real people. They've had real effects on our world. Like Henry Kissinger, these people have been kind of terrorists to humanity. And
he's not there because he's Jewish. He's there because many countries say he's a war criminal.
Absolutely.
It's like David Rockefeller is a Methodist. I want to speak more about this, but let's talk about behind you. I'd love to have you on some about your general art, because I actually want to buy some more of it. Quite frankly, I've had the money to do it. It's not that expensive, but you're a great guy. I want to launch a site, too, of forbidden art. But tell me about the painting behind you. That's intriguing. I mean, I don't know how to interpret it, but it seems like the soul of the universe. And everyone is like marching together in this great experience, or is that God experiencing consciousness? What is that painting?
Yeah, let's see if I can aim that over there a little
That's
more.
Awesome.
There we go. Yeah, you know, this was kind of a psychedelic experience. I wanted to paint and describe,
moralize,
personal, and I'm a believer of humanity. I'm not into politics. I'm into philosophy. I'm an artist. And so I used to be a Democrat, You know, I used to be into this stuff, and the past few years has burnt me out so bad. I'm totally disinterested in politics now, and I realize that we live in a crazy world. We don't need to be ruled by politics. We need to be ruled by philosophy. You know, we need to have an
exactly override. About what we stand for, not what somebody else is doing. So describe this awesome painting behind you, because I want it.
Awesome. Well, you know, it's a moment of realization, realizing that we have a connection to everything and everything has a connection to us. There's this symbiotic unity in our universe. Every part contains the whole. And
so I was right in my description. Is it's humanity discovering the oneness of humanity and God's consciousness?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you
well,
know,
well,
my,
keep
my
describing a thing. Is it this powerful painting?
Yeah, well, I wanted to bring in an ancestral lineage through this piece, and what I'm doing is I'm starting off with some of these classic Greco-Romanesque looking people, and I'm moving through more of an African, moving back into a kind of a Mayan, and moving onwards into like elongated skulls and a kind of like a hidden history of our humanity that's unspoken.
That's powerful. So ancestral memory, Carl Jung, ancestral memory. We'll be right back with the evil marijuana. Stay with us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Controversial thought criminal artist. Want to invite him back up in the next few weeks for a full hour, really review some of his great art and talk about it. He's a very popular guy. He's a very successful artist. A lot of rock bands, TV shows use his material. It's all about human unity. And then his mural got so popular in England, it got endorsed by members of parliament. Some people called it anti-Semitic because he put David Rockefeller and, you know, then a Rothschild in there who are involved in these big banks. Well, because George Soros happens to be Jewish doesn't mean we're saying Jews are all bad. It's like Hitler was German. We're not saying all, or Austrian. We're not saying all Austrians are bad. It's you know, crazy. Anybody with the last name Dahmer doesn't mean you're a serial killer. But the time we have here in this little 8-9 minutes, please come back very, very soon. Tell us the time. Let's set it up before you leave. What are we supposed to do? What do you think's going on where they then say, oh, there's anti-Semitic comments, too, in the post on Instagram. Alex Jones posted a link to one of your paintings, and we're saying that's anti-Semitic. And we're saying comments saying Jones is a Zionist shill is Jones being anti-Semitic. It doesn't even make sense. And then the executives say, well, he hasn't done anything wrong. And so the left says, we want it all banned. You're all racist. They're the ones bringing up the racial and religious division.
Yeah, this is heavy control, man. I mean, it's so obvious what's going on that there's hired, you know, voices and you know, people doing this trolling online and creating all this hysteria over really nothing. I mean, it's just, you know, what is this? We're standing up against parasites and psychopaths that are destroying our world. And by calling that out, you know, it's an easy way to shut down the conversation, to call someone anti-Semitic or say something incorrect about their art. This is the most dangerous stuff I think we've been through thus far, you know, compared to any of the times in the past few hundred years, because what we're looking at now is a total worldwide psyop on everyone's mind. You know, everyone is being corralled like sheep, finally. Like the, you know, all the conspiracies are actually proving themselves to be true now. And that is frightening to see that people don't even care. Like, they don't have critical minds. They can't think for themselves. This is just crazy, man.
You know? I love that painting behind you. What's the name of the painting?
It doesn't have a name yet. I'm still working on it. You know, it's not even finished, so I've got a little ways to go.
Well, you're saying it's the March of Humanity, our shared experience together.
What's that?
So like the March of Humanity and our shared experience together.
Well, yeah, more than that is just this painting is really just getting into connecting to like this lineage, this longer connection we have to something much older than, you know, Christians and Muslims and Jews.
No, I totally agree. I talk about that because we have an electrochemical connection to everybody behind us. We are literally like genetics time traveling.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I've had this theory for a while now based off of catastrophism. And I believe that white people don't come from Europe. Black people may not necessarily come from Africa. Asians may not necessarily come from Asia. That we have survived catastrophe after catastrophe for thousands and thousands of years. And isolation has caused us to become who we are. But at the end of the day, we all come from the same roots. There's no separation.
Oh, I totally agree. For survival mechanisms, we've all taken on a genetic cloak of this planet, but we're the same spirit.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's this nationalistic kind of like territorial idea of power and control that defines race now. You know,
no, I agree with you that nationalism can be used for bad, but then the globalists create this UN nationalism, destroy the nation to bring in their corporate control. So it's crazy.
Yeah, no. And, you know, I as an artist, this is why I put this work out there. I'm trying to encourage other people to be critical and see for themselves and not just believe what they're told.
Well, Mir One, you're a human being, and come back next week for a full hour. But talking to all these hundreds of publications that are dehumanizing you, calling you an anti-Semite, calling you a racist, when I know your work's all about unity, is like super classical liberal, which I actually support, real unity, Martin Luther King. You're a human being. You want to talk to these psychos and sociopaths, because that's what you're supposed to do to them, and say, hey, I'm a real person. You want to talk to them?
Absolutely. I have no qualms of talking to any of these people.
Tell them what you think about what they've done to you.
Well, I think that they are co-opted themselves. There's a political issue driving their opinions. It's not based off of their observations. You know, I mean, look at what's wrong with my mural. We have atheists, we have Satanists, we have capitalists. I don't know any of them to be true Christian.
Albert Pike's the founder of the KKK. You've got him in one version.
Absolutely. So these people are not. These people are in no way like examples of the religion they claim. You know, these people are horrible, capitalist, selfish, cruel people who have been manipulating humanity for definitely at least 200 years, if not longer, with this system, you know, this capitalistic monetary materialism system. And that's what I've been trying to call out, is our addiction to materialism, our addiction to capitalism. You know, where is it that I'm attacking anything to deal with the separating of, where is my division of humanity in any
of my
art?
You're a powerful artist. They fear you.
Well, this is what I've learned, is that a great way to silence any type of critical thought is to throw these names at it. And, you know, this is just a long line of activity that we're having to endure in the process of finding out who we are and what we're doing here. And that's what my art is about. That's my mission. I'm seeking the meaning of life. You know, I'm seeking purpose here and answering questions that are so much bigger than these mediocre, superficial, tabloid level comments. That's what this stuff is. I mean, this is basically tabloid, all this garbage.
Except it destroys your life. What do you want to say to Jake Kattner, who cooked all this up, he admits, and did this to you and me? Because, you know, we're humans. He's trying to destroy us. And what do you want to say to him?
I'd actually like to talk to this guy. I'd like to actually hear what it is specifically that I've done here with my art that is so offensive. Because what I'm doing is I'm criticizing a elite group of wealthy individuals who are playing a game on us. And that is an important thing to talk about right now. But to not talk about that, it's like, what do they want us to do?
That's what Bob Dylan said. He said, you play with my world like it's your little toy.
Right?
Bob Dylan's anti-Semitic now.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, that term is losing its strength, I believe, because it's being abused. It doesn't really fall into a accurate description of any of these accusations.
Everyone, you are awesome. Please come on our other shows. You've been on years ago. We really appreciate you. Mir1.com and at Mir1 on Twitter. You're awesome. Promise me you'll come on for a full hour next week to review your great art.
For sure, man. You know, rise up. Freedom for humanity, bro. That's where we're at.
That's what I'm all about. All right, brother. They hate the unity. God bless you. Have a great weekend. All right, coming up, Melly Weaver. Wow, glad the crew got Mir1 on. That was exciting. The globalist, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions
and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists. I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Good news happening. There's a lot of bad news happening as well. This is breaking. Ben Warren. It's up on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. Best place to share videos and articles is NewsWars.com. That is not as censored yet by the bots. So it's at NewsWars.com. Get it out. Raise the alarm. You are the modern Paul Revere's. Colorado Senate passes controversial red flag gun law. Sheriff vow not to seize guns if ordered to. No jury, no judge, no reason. Someone wants your guns taken, it's taken. This is a nightmare scenario. Colorado Senate passed the so-called red flag bill that allows law enforcement to see people's guns if a court rules them risk themselves or others, but with no evidence. The court just issues if somebody complains. Thursday's 8-17 vote that saw no Republican support moved the bill one step closer to Governor Jared Poe's signature. That story is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Millie Weaver joins us. You know, I'm banned on Twitter, and I'm banned on a lot of other platforms, so I couldn't respond to a little Instagram account we had that we didn't update very often. I think I personally did it. At one time, I think my 14-year-old son was updating it. He's 16 now. So they passed over that, the angel of censorship death. And so then Facebook only banned two of my main pages, but then they said, oh, I'm supposed to be banned everywhere. They created that belief. Then Business Insider put out a very defamatory thing that we had anti-Semitic post. Now, you read the article, it would say it was commenters. And then, oh, well, there's a painting of bankers, too, in Fukushima, so that's racist. But Millie Weaver stood up to it, and she's been drawn into this. Infowars.com reporter, mother of two, great patriot, Millie. This is the next level where they're, Oliver Darcy said last month, we're going to go after commenters, and we're going to blame you for what a commenter says. Well, we know most of these from the IP addresses. We've even looked at this, are leftists staging this. And so to have Facebook leak their blueprint where if it's 30% anti-Semitic comments, they ban you. Well, now the left and the brigade groups are just going to go post anti-Semitic comments that are even against me, and then I get banned for them saying they're going to get me because I'm not anti-Israel. That is the opposite of justice, Millie.
Exactly, Alex. This is the plan. What they're essentially trying to do here is cart before the horse, and they're just trying to figure out a way to make it so that Infowars.com can no longer exist, because they know that people can still access your content here and hear your voice, and that your website is getting more traffic than most of these other mainstream media sites even. So what they're trying to do here is they have these troll farms, these leftist troll farms, which I did an investigation on. We had somebody go in the leftist troll farms and undercover and watch as they trolled some of my content as an InfoWars reporter, where they tried to make it look like I had a bunch of anti-Semitic people in my comments. And many of these anti-Semitic comments were actually, just as they are with you, Alex, they were directed at me, calling me a shill for Israel and a bunch of anti-Semitic terms. But this is what YouTube has recently talked about. They've talked about wanting to ban people's accounts and flag them and demonetize them based on what's in your comments.
And I want to be clear. I believe David Duke has a right to be online. I disagree with him. He's still on YouTube. He's still everywhere. I'm not. Owen Benjamin. I've seen him on TV, funny comedian, had him on like 15 times. One day I tuned in and he's like, you know, Germany had a great leader in the early 1940s. And I'm like, what? Both my grandpas almost died fighting him. And I said, is that a joke? And then I saw more stuff out against Owen. I just said, hey, I can't do the anti-Semitic stuff. I know your dad's Jewish or whatever, so you think it's okay. I'm not doing this. And then they all like, oh, look, you're covering up from Israel. No, I'm about what people do, like Martin Luther King said, what they stand for. There are leftist Jews, there are right-wing Jews, there are Christian Jews, there are Orthodox Jews, there are atheist Jews, there are serial killer Jews, there's fire department hero Jews. I'm sick of Jew. But again, we're the ones everyone knows that are against racism and anti-Semitism. So it's perfect that David Duke and all these other guys, they're still up, but not us. And they can ban me off Instagram, Millie. It's going to be Jones banned for anti-Semitism.
And that's exactly it. The fact that David Duke can exist and a bunch of these other far, far, far right racist groups, or actually many of these racist groups like the KKK, most of them are actually Democrats. How about that? They're actually not on the right. They're actually on the left. So they don't want to talk about that, but the reality here is this, Alex. It says we know that this has nothing to do with race, and this has everything to do with figuring out a way to justifiably deperson you, Alex Jones, because you have been so effective at fighting the New World Order and the globalists. And essentially, you made such an impact during the 2016 presidential election. I mean, how many shirts I saw out there during the RNC of these Hillary for prison shirts? I mean, it was unbelievable. It just, It spreads across the nation. I can't tell you how many Trump rallies I've been to where, I kid you not, at least minimally about 40% to a third of the people leaving that stadium were wearing InfoWars attire, or they were shouting me out going, "Woo, Millie Weaver, InfoWars, Alex Jones, we love you guys. We love what you're doing. Thank you so much." So it just goes to show that InfoWars impacted the election. That's why Hillary Clinton was complaining about it, and that's why we're being taken down. They're attacking us. They're trying to justify it through saying, "Oh, anti-Semitism." They know we aren't anti-Semitic. We're not racist, so they can't catch us saying anything. So what do they do? They have a bunch of troll farms go into our comment sections and say a bunch of anti-Semitic racist things, so that then someone like Oliver Darcy, who likes the police, you know, the patriots out there, can go, "Look, look, they've got anti-Semitism. They're a hate group. They're stoking all this hate and violence." And then they try to attach it to something like the New Zealand shooting to get everyone's emotions and get people angry and somehow, you know, we're somehow to blame for this shooting when we had nothing to do with it and we weren't even saying anything anti-Semitic. These are troll farms that are in our comments framing us. It's a hoax. It hoax what's going on, trying to say, "Oh, look at all these troll farms in our comments making it look like we're anti-Semitic."
And by the way, this is what Smollett did. It's what the Democrats do. And it's in the WikiLeaks. This is what they do. So what should Trump, what should the people do about Facebook publishing, "Oh, well, he's only 4% anti-Semitic in his comments. We reviewed the comments. We need 30%. That's telling all their people to go do that. I mean, that's what the left does. But the Austin American Statesman, right here, Dr. McCam Shop Police, they sent a reporter when I got accosted this weekend, and they looked into it and found that I was harassed at my table and confirmed the whole story, which is good. I'm glad the Statesman told the truth. They'll probably fire Jonathan Tillum, but I couldn't believe the media actually went and checked. They edited the tape to act like I did something when they were threatening me. "We're going to get you. Eat crap. F you. Oh, yeah, we're waiting for you." They're blocking me when I walk out, screaming and cussing at me, and then they edited it. And even when I put out the real video showing what happened, they didn't care. But that's got to freak them out that it actually came out in the news now. Wow.
So many of these Trump supporters have been physically attacked. I mean, you've been attacked, Alex. I know I've been attacked. I've been accosted as well. InfoWars has been accosted. Trump supporters have been accosted. And a lot of that is because of the mainstream media. Yet they don't get held accountable. They can go out and say, "We're racist, we're bigots, we're homophobic, we're Islamophobic, we're all these horrible things," and they have no repercussion.
And they're the one injecting all that into the discussion. So let me ask you this. What is Trump, we come back, what does Trump need to do? What do we need to do? Because we can't just sit here and take this forever while these crooks do this. We have to take action politically. So stay there, Millie. We're going to come right back after the break, and we're going to go to you, and we're also going to talk about what do you think the left's going to do now that they've been caught. But I think they're going to get more arrogance, like Jesse Smollett. Like, the police need to apologize. Rahm Emanuel needs to apologize. NAACP nominates him for an award. I think we're going to see more arrogance, more insanity out of them. And so how do we make sure that we don't get sucked into that insanity? Stay with us. InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. Tomorrow's news today.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog for life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Special report during the day, Saturday, but I'll be back Sunday with a regular Sunday show, 4 to 6 p.m. You got the War Room coming up in about an hour and 10 minutes. Bill and Troy or Millie Weaver's riding shotgun with us. I'm not going to belabor this. I'm not going to spend too much time on it. Most revolutionaries have to rob banks or do stuff like that to fund themselves. We don't do that. We just sell high-quality products at low prices, things you need, and then hope you buy them from us so we can stand against the globalists. And I got a lot of plans, a lot of things I want to do. And I appreciate all the support, but let me tell you, We need everybody listening to just go try the coffee, try the toothpaste, try the fish oil, try the protein bars, try the nootropic Brain Force, try the Beyond Energy drink, Turbo Force. And just, if you like it, go, hey, I'll sign up for AutoShip at InfoWarsStore.com. It's free to do. Cancel anytime. You get 10% off the next order. Double Patriot points for the next order. Store-wide free shipping right now and 50 to 60% off. That is the biggest sale ever that we've done. And it's got to end Monday or Tuesday, so please take advantage of it. X2, by the grace of God, we're able to get it 55% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, 60% off. So just stock up on it all and sign up for AutoShip so you don't forget. And if you don't like the toothpaste or the coffee, then cancel it. Or just try it that one time. But make that commitment, because the globalists are enraged that we're still on air. They can't believe our great reporters are out there doing viral videos every day. They can't believe we haven't rolled over. And there's a danger. Because it looks like Trump gets over the Russiagate hoax and has some victory. Still the border's being collapsed. Still the Federal Reserve's trying to kill the economy. I'm not saying that to be fearful. I'm saying we're still in the war. We've got to fight hard. Yeah, their big globalist project is done. But they're still running the show in many areas. We're still in one hell of a fight. So however you're listening, spread the word. Thank those local stations. Become a sponsor or support their sponsors. Whatever you do, InfoWarsStore.com, buying those products that are products you already need is the most powerful thing you can do other than prayer for the show. Okay, Millie Weaver, looking at this, again, it's not about Alex Jones. It's about the fraud of saying Alex Jones to be removed off Instagram for anti-Semitic posts, and then it's comments, and then the media all runs and together deceptively puts the headline up, never showing what I supposedly did. That just shows that these are corporate henchmen that will do anything, Billy. What do you think Trump needs to do? What do we need to do to counter stuff like this? I mean, I know that they don't retract. Just like the sun comes up in the morning, I'm going to sue them, but that's another big giant battle, and I'll do it. But my God, I'm fighting a lot of fronts here.
Well, we need to have some type of an Internet Bill of Rights. We also have to have something added to the Constitution where we have a political class or political affiliation added to the rest of protected groups, because right now you can be protected under your sex, your religion, your race, but not your political affiliation. And that's another issue we have, where people are being discriminated against and being barred from even PayPal and many other services where they've never actually said anything. It's not a platform for speech. It's just a service. So there needs to be something along those lines, but it's just a tale of caution, because we saw in 2017, Ben Garrison, actually, I don't know if you remember this, Alex, but Ben Garrison was attacked. People on the internet, namely 4chan internet sleuths and trolls, were trying to frame him as anti-Semitic. I sent the production crew an email of this article.
Oh, I'm fully aware of how the left, posing as 4chan trolls, says everybody's anti-Semitic but George Soros. Look, Millie, let me try to quantify this. The Facebook emails are intriguing because it's executives leaking this because they were unable to ban me because what they said wasn't true to Business Insider. And they say, we want to list him as a hate figure, then he can be banned, and then anyone talking about him can be banned. So it's like I'm a tarot card now, or I'm a letter in the alphabet, or I'm a hieroglyphic symbol of, say, the populist rebel. They want to ban even uttering that and Pavlovianly punish people that dare talk to the one that must not be named. They've even said in Wired Magazine that's the plan. Robert Barnes, my lawyer, has met with the heads of Wired and other publications. They said, no, the Democrats are running it. We're calling it the kill shot. Once Jones falls, once they put up with that, once people submit to that, then they'll all fall. So this is epic beyond epic. And I don't think people realize just how big it is.
Yeah, and what's crazy is people out there, listeners, if you really want to find out more as to what's going on with these troll farms that are the ones going out perpetuating this hoax of anti-Semitism around Alex Jones and Trump supporters, you could go watch my video, Deep Inside a Leftist Troll Farm, on my channel, Millennial Millie, on YouTube, because we really go into it and show how these troll farms that are mostly being run by leftists are going on there and perpetuating this hoax with the goal to color the websites that are their enemies as racist so that they can justify having them pulled off the internet. This is to justify policing the internet. We already know Facebook has already purchased the government ID verification systems, so they're just waiting to implement it. They purchase these things always in advance, and they roll things out in reverse. It's cart before the horse. It's a Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. They go ahead and they create this problem. Oh, look, terrorist attacks, hate groups, all these horrible things. You know, look at all of these trolls, these hate pockets, you know, that they're creating with the trolls, right? So that then they can have the reaction, all of this outrage, this media hysteria, which we're now seeing, and that's why I think right now Alex and everyone else should be panicking over this media smear about Alex's Instagram account, because here's their reaction. Then what's the solution? Oh, well, their solution is to police the internet and pull these sites, which is what they wanted to do in the first place. They're framing us. That's what they're doing. They're framing us to get rid of us.
Millie, you're absolutely right. The problem is there are more activists waking up every day. Generation Z is libertarian nationalist on its face. And so regardless, they're in trouble. But Trump needs to move with antitrust action. He needs to move with stripping federal contracts from big tech that discriminates. There needs to be charges for big tech perjuring themselves to Congress. But they've gotten away for 20 years with whatever they want, like they're the new royalty. But that, it took a long time to have that honeymoon go away. But Millie, that honeymoon is going away very, very quickly.
This is what the left wants. They literally want to police journalists and the news and media. Andrew Yang has on his website, and he's running for president, and there's a lot of people that like him on the left side. He has a news ombudsman, which he wants to force the news, journalists, everything. He wants to police what's real and what's not real news. I mean, that's pretty scary. It's literally on his site, the news ombudsman. And then if you go to secretaryofstate.gov and you look under our own government, you can find where they already have a government agency for ombudsman lying in wait. It's just dormant.
That's right. Obama put it all in place before he left office. And if Trump doesn't remove it, then he's going to be defeated, and so are we. Millie Weaver, we'll talk to you soon. Great job. God bless.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. I heard about this a few hours ago. We looked into it. It's true. It's posted to Infowars.com. The first online journalist group leader has had a serious stroke. I was thinking about Joseph Farah. I swear it happens all the time. So hard, like 2 days ago. I was like, I got to get him on. He had me on in about a year or two. I got to get Joseph Farah on. Boom. WMD founder Joseph Farah suffers serious stroke. Nation's first online news organization pulling together in leaders' absence. Dear WorldNet Daily readers, friends, and allies, and you know, okay, Joseph Farah, WorldNet Daily. Man, they were the first during the Clinton Foundation documents. Not the big foundation, but the library. Their main enemy was him. Shut him down. He was there battling the Clintons toe-to-toe. Others took the payoffs. You know who they are. It's whatever. He didn't take the payoff. And he's a great patriot. We'll talk about Joseph Farah when we return. Then Dr. Nick Begich, stay with us. Tomorrow's news, today, only you can share these links.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.